The Astros taking on the Mariners in Seattle. Ariel Miranda on the hill. George Springer at the plate. First batter of the game. First pitch of the game. Here's what happens.
George Springer swinging a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Going and going. Gone. Goodbye baseball. The first pitch of the game. And George Springer leads off the ball game with a home run into the Mariners bullpen. It is 1-0 Houston. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 to Tyson. Swinging a fly ball into right field. Reddick to his left. He's got it on the run. Makes the catch. Tagging at third. And heading home is Ruiz. And the Mariners have the lead 3-2. The throw by Reddick went to the middle of the infield. Tore the bag at third. Gattis takes a moment. Steps out. Now climbs back in. Pazos ready to go. Curls that light tan glove up by his chin. Pazos trying to pull a Houdini here in the sixth inning. The 2-0. Swinging a slice, tailing right field. Here comes Haniger, racing in, laying out. It's off his glove. He clanks it. It goes Caramine into foul territory. McCann scores. Gonzalez scores. Here comes Uriel down the line, and he scores standing. It's 2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Marisnik comes down the line easily and scores from third base. Another hit, another run. It's now 6-3 Astros.
Well, here is the set. And the 1-2 on the way, swing and a fly ball into straightaway center field. Right there is Marisnik waiting for it. He's there and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Astros win game two of this three-game series, a final of 7-5.
The Astros pound out 14 hits and move to a game over 500 as they take it 7-5. Joe Musgrove notches the win, allowing 3 runs in 5 1/3 frames. Seattle manager Scott Servais spoke after the game about the 7-5 defeat.
Miranda was throwing the ball really good up to that point, and then the back-to-back walks got us tonight. Pazos came in, and I actually thought he made some good pitches. Didn't get a lot of things going his way, and the chopper off the plate, and then the soft liner into right that we weren't able to catch. And it was a tough play, no doubt, but, and then from there, gave up a couple more, so... I liked the way that Pazos has been throwing the ball. I thought it was a good spot for him there. I just wasn't able to to get the ball to go to our guys. We had some chances to score probably a few more runs than we actually did tonight. But, a little disappointed. I thought Miranda did a good job to keep us right there. He just, lost his concentration a little bit there in the sixth. And the two walks, end up hurting.
You say Haniger, tough play there. Reaches it though, and it hits the glove.
Yeah, no, and I think Mitch would say, it's probably a ball he comes up with most times. Great effort, went after it the way he should, and with the game kind of on the line there in the sixth with the bases loaded, and just didn't come up with it. Some nights that happens. And like I said, I'm sure he'd be the first to say he probably should have had that one.
Kyle, a little too aggressive there in the bottom of the inning.
Yeah, he swung the bat good, hit the ball off the wall. We were... trying to come right back there and ran into an out. You hate to make outs on the bases anytime, certainly when you're down in the game like that and you're starting to mount a rally. But, ball went right off the wall right back to him and made a good throw to second. And, I'm sure he'd like to have it back again, but it didn't work that way.
Springer keeps jumping on you early here, but he just...
Done it a few times this year. I think he's got 3 or 4 leading off the game and, looking for that fastball. He's hunting it and taking a big swing at it and squaring it up. So he's got us. He's got a couple teams. He got the Royals once, too, with it. So something we've got to be aware of. He's obviously a very aggressive hitter.
Pazos is a guy that you're going to for left and right, aren't you? He's not just a guy that...
Yeah, we really feel good about him against right-hand hitters as well. Good fastball, and when you're in the sixth inning, it's really hard to start matching up in the sixth. You'll run out of guys at some point. So he was his spot to go tonight. We knew we were going to have to use him, and I thought it was a good spot to go for with him. They pinch hit Gattis, hit the ball, didn't square it up, but he hit it in a good spot, and like I said, we just weren't able to make the play.
You've talked all spring about how you like Motter, and not only the 3 doubles, but pretty solid shortstop.
Yeah, really good game. Yeah, he can play anywhere on the field, and he's probably most comfortable at short. And he worked himself into some good counts in the box, and he's got a quick bat and turned some good fastballs around. So nice game by him. The goal here coming in this series is win 2 out of 3 and win the series. And we have an opportunity to do that tomorrow and keep it going in the right direction. You can't win 6 in a row in one day. You got to take it a day at a time. And, tonight, tough game. Thought we could have had this one, but we'll get after it tomorrow and win the series.
Haniger, pretty good game offensively as well.
Yeah, Mitch is really seeing the ball well right now. You know, just missed a home run there close to the top of the wall. Really good at-bats, you know, the couple of walks that he's had. So he's seeing the ball really good. His timing's really good and making good adjustments at the plate as well.
Tyler Motter had his first hits as a member of the M's, connecting on three doubles in the loss.
Just starting to get back in the swing of things. Having 7 days off is tough, but that's my role here, so I've embraced it, and getting a couple ABs here and there is great. Gene being out is not good. We need him to get back real quick. But I'm happy with where the team's at now mentally, and hopefully we keep going forward.
You mentioned Gene's injury. You're going to get more time at shortstop. I saw conversations between you and Kyle today. What extra work do you have to do taking over that spot right now?
I'm just trying to play baseball and help this team win. Really not too much. If I start thinking too much, I'm afraid things are going to go wrong. Like I said, we need Gene on the field. He's been a dominant player for us on top of the lineup, and having him in there is great. But I'm going to do my best to help the team win at shortstop as of right now.
When you know that you've got Dyson coming up behind you, how does that change how you would approach something at the plate?
I'm just looking to get on for him. If I can get on for him and then Haniger behind him and then Cano behind him, we got something good going with three speed guys in front of them.
That sixth inning, there were some fluky plays. Have you ever seen a Baltimore chop that high before?
No, and we said that that's a fly ball. I mean, there's literally nothing we could do about that, and it just snowballed after that, and, you know, it's tough. We get out of the inning right there, we might win this ball game.
Up next, the rubber game of the series is Wednesday. Yovani Gallardo on the hill for Seattle up against Mike Fiers.